This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. European and US share markets fell despite the economic stimulus measures announced by the European Central Bank. The euro, meanwhile, rose, and that's exactly the opposite of what you'd expect if interest rates are heading lower. Investors seem to be disappointed by a suggestion from President Mario Draghi to reporters that rates wouldn't be cut any further. Events in Europe were certainly watched closely by traders on Wall Street, as I heard from Mark Kepner at Themis Trading in New Jersey.
The ECB and what they did was pretty strong and expected, and maybe even a little bit more than expected. So the market got off to a very good start. And then at least our market started hitting some resistance, the 200-day moving average in the S&P 500 futures. But that coincided with the press conference. And Draghi's press conference then started to turn everything around, I believe Europe as well, and the market started moving down pretty substantially after that.
It's interesting, isn't it? I wonder what the US side view is on the fact that here's a central bank pursuing such, well, extreme monetary policy. It paints a pretty depressing picture of the economy in Europe.
Well, I think what at least the way it was interpreted here was he seemed to express that while strong and what he did today was probably even a little bit more than expected, he seemed to say that this was enough to get the economy in Europe going, reignite inflation, and I think the market didn't necessarily believe him. I don't think the market really wanted to hear that, okay, that's it, it's done, this should work. I think there was some skepticism with that, and that's why I think the market's turned around.
That was Mark Kepner. Well, the Dow ended the day not much changed, really, at 16,995. Earlier, though, London's main share index, that was down 1.8% at 6,036. April, New York, light crude oil, that was down 27 cents at $38 a barrel.